Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, a faith-based podcast where your story matters. Come on over, grab a seat on the front porch, and let's talk about the writing life.
Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, everyone. My name is Anne Harrison, and today my special guest is Tammy Rivard, and if I mispronounced your
name. That's right.
You've got good. It. Okay, good. All right. And she has a story to tell. She's published her debut memoir. And first of all, welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you very much. Honored to be here. I really appreciate this.
So why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and the viewers?
Sure. Do you want me just to jump in and tell my story? And
you can.
Okay. My name is Tammy Rivard, and I'm known as the true airhead. And the reason I'm known as that is my brain deteriorated from lack of oxygen in an asthma attack. So if you look on an MRI, part of my brain is gone. It's just not there. And how it happened was a sprinkler was spraying on my house. Sorry, my mic fell here. A sprinkler was spraying on my house, and I hired two different gardeners to come to the house. And my ex-husband said, I'll fix it. Don't worry about it. And of course he never did. And so then I kept having asthma attack after asthma attack, had no idea what was causing it. And in February of 2009, I was so bad, I had to go to the emergency room. I was just gasping for air. And the song Live Like You Were Dying came on, and I thought for sure I was dying. I had been to a funeral a couple months before with that song, and I was so out of breath. So my ex-husband decided to take me to the urgent care instead because it was closer to the house, and that's how bad I was. And we walked in, they didn't even check me in. They just took me straight back and started giving me albuterol. And when they did that, I passed out. And it was only for a couple seconds, but that was enough to make my brain deteriorate from the lack of oxygen. And so then from there, I worked on award shows, and I had to step down to a lower position. And I also worked for the Yellow Pages, and I had to leave them altogether. And so when COVID hit, I got remarried, and my new husband had a double lung transplant in 2017. So when COVID hit, I had to find something where I could work from home. And so I started in network marketing, and I floundered. I found one company I did really successful. I built a downline of over 125 people. And then because I was at the top, it was a brand new company, I ended up with 250 people under me. And the owner took off. And so everybody was coming to me because all of a sudden I'm at the top, and it was like, just brought me into a total depression. I worked for 5 months with no income coming in at all. And here I put so much into it. And so then I went to this entrepreneur community, and at this point I was in such a low down point. And a speaker, his name was Willie Tubbs, called to me and said, "What do you have different than everyone else on the Zoom?" And I said, "I'm an airhead. Part of my brain is missing." And he said, "Why haven't you written a book?" And I said, "It's not that I'm negative, but I'm not capable. My spelling and grammar are so bad from the brain damage. I am just not capable." And he said, "I will help you." And then a second author chimed in and said, "That's what editors are for. I will help you as well." And then a third author has also been just really helpful. So within 15 minutes, I had these three authors offering to help and a branded website. And so from there, I wrote this book, and it really challenged me as well, because I had all these people just offering to help. And I started it in January, and by April, I had the book at the editor. And then Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank was also part of that same challenge. And so I went into a clubhouse room that was on mentors, and Kevin had come, was speaking on mentors. And so I got the nerve to go up onto the stage and thank him for being part of this challenge, and said it changed my life. I never imagined I could write a book or was even capable until I went on this free challenge. And I thanked him for being a part of it. And just from that, Kevin offered to write the foreword of my book. And then Tom Ziegler, Zig Ziegler's son, heard me speak. And he offered to read my book, gave me some guidance, helped me with the introduction. And he wrote a testimonial. So here, this airhead with part of her brain missing, and I've got two of the biggest entrepreneurs in the world helping me. And they didn't help me financially, but it doesn't matter. I'm just so grateful that they believed in me and believed in my story so much. And my book was really more of a self-confidence journey. But what's happened is I'm finding more and more people that have had issues with mold. And I wish I would have written more about mold in the book, but it's become more of a journey too, is I'm really trying to spread the word. Besides about self-confidence, I'm also trying to spread the word about mold, that because so many people, and I believe a lot of people with fibromyalgia, if they really researched it, it could be some type of mold in their house. Because again, mine was just from a sprinkler spraying on my house. But I know of someone else that lost a lung from their motorhome refrigerator. They had left it shut by accident, and she went in to clean the motorhome refrigerator, and just from just cleaning it, she completely, she had to have a lung removed and completely lost the lung. And there's so many other people and that are groggy, lightheaded, dizzy, shortness of breath, just tired all the time, where they're having trouble functioning. Joint pain is another sign. And there's many, many signs. But if you think you have any mold in your house, please, they have free tests at Home Depot, or there's many mold specialists out there that'll go much deeper and really, but I really recommend that you get it checked if you feel there could be mold at your house.
Wow. Have you ever thought about, and well, I was going to ask you about your, what inspired you to write the book, but you answered that question. So have you ever thought about writing a how-to or a self-help, you know, a book? Not, I mean, I know you've done the one about your story, but one that really specifically educates people about mold in their houses and what to do?
I'm not a mold expert at all. So I think I'm more just trying to share it along with my story and just share the word. There was a newspaper article, and I had neighbors calling me wanting to know if I knew of a mold specialist here in my neighborhood, because this happened in my old neighborhood. And and it ends up a couple people got tested, and one lady that was very, very tired, and it ended up she had mold at in her house. And so she had a specialist come out, and they've fixed the problem. And she said she's feeling so much better already. But there's many people. I know somebody else that had to move out of a rental house because of mold. And then I'm starting to get involved with a foundation where a baby had died from mold.
Oh.
And so there's definitely it just so many people, and nobody's talking about it, and awareness is not being spread.
Right. So what you could do, and this is just an idea, as you were telling your story, I just thought about this. you could interview the mold experts, and for if you wanted to pursue that idea of writing a book to inform people about mold and the signs and symptoms of mold in their house and what it can do, you can always interview experts.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah,
so that might be an idea. I don't know if that's something you wanted to do, but that, you know, I thought about that. So
I think in time, I probably will. Like I said, at this point, when I wrote the book, it was more of a self-confidence journey. And I did a thing on a chapter on affirmations and a self-confidence guide, because I thought that was going to be the focus because of how I turned my life around once I gained confidence within myself. But like I said, the mold is just kind of taken off. So I'm kind of two-sided there right now, because I also really want to emphasize to especially younger kids, because if they get it, if they adapt it young, but the self-confidence, if you let what other people tell you or what other people think of you get to you. I know for so long, I look back, and even in my 40s, if I would have just let things not take what somebody else said personally, I used to take things so personally and get so offended and hurt by, you know, or I wouldn't do things because, oh no, this person's going to think this of me.
Yeah. You know? Public abuse can cause that. I know that from experience myself. So.
And I wish I would have known this earlier. So if I can spread the word besides the mold, if I can spread the word to not worry what other people think. I became a different person when I stopped worrying and I stopped hanging around people that were so judgmental. It just really changed.
Oh yeah. It can change the trajectory of your life.
Yeah. When you start hanging around positive people and people that believe in you, it does become.
It's part of it. Yeah. It's part of the healing process. I mean, there are other things like journaling and music for me was part of my healing process, but you know, we all have to do things in our own way. So did you outline the book before you wrote it, or did you just sit down and brain dump it?
I outlined it. I did outline, and that kind of gave me the chapters to go off of. Okay. But then I kind of did it in a chronological order, pretty much. I did in a chronological order of, you know, starting out as an infant and working my way up and what got me to where I am today as well.
So I was mistaken in saying this is a memoir. It's more like an autobiography.
So,
yeah.
I don't know enough. I don't want to say the wrong thing, to tell you the truth. I honestly don't know.
It reads like an autobiography, but it's really good because it shows how you survived in spite of the fact that your family could have cared less about you and mistreated you, and your ex-husband mistreated you. It showed that you survived, even your daughter, which honestly, that kind of floored me, because I'm like, a child would mistreat her own mother. That in itself was sad.
So,
but it's all in the environment.
But it's the environment, and it's also, like I said, because I didn't have the confidence, they blame me, and they don't understand what it's like for a brain injury patient. Brain injury patients cry. And they get emotional, and my family can't handle that. And instead of a support system, which I needed so bad at the time, they look at it as I'm a woe me person. I'm just trying to get attention, and they can't comprehend or understand that a brain injury person, when they start crying, they can't control it. You know, sometimes the tears just don't stop. So.
Yeah.
So.
But God brought you through it. So.
Oh, and I am so blessed. I mean, I have just an amazing husband now and just a really, really good life. And the support within the YEP community, I have many friends. I have many, I do have a very, very blessed life. And we all have to have struggles in life in order to get through and where we're at. We're all going to make mistakes. And that's one of the biggest things too, is so many people don't realize. And, you know, I've had to adapt to so many things because my brain injury, there's things that I'm just not capable of that the normal person does. And so I've really just had to learn to adapt. And so there's so many people that need to just realize it's okay to make a mistake. You're going to learn from it.
Yeah.
Mistakes are a learning process, you know, and don't judge somebody because they did it a way that you don't expect them to do or don't want them to do.
Right. And don't judge somebody because of what their situation, because, you know, everybody's
right. Different. Or just because they're a little different or look a little different, you know, or, you know, there's, you know, some people that will only, you know, I know somebody that for a wedding in particular, oh no, I can't put her in it because, you know, she doesn't look the right way. And it's like, you know, it's accept people for who they are. Unfortunately, God didn't make us all the same. Every person is unique and different.
Right.
And I wish there was a way to teach people to accept everybody for who they are instead of judge people for how they think they should fit into a certain mold.
You know, I was on a Zoom call last night, and this is something that, to hear you tell your story, it makes me think, people who can't accept you for who you are, and Lord forgive me if I'm wrong with this, but those that can't accept you for who you are, they just shows they have trouble accepting their own flaws.
Right. It's their insecurities. I completely agree. But it took me 50 years, and that's why I'm trying to explain it, that I'm trying to share that part as well, because it took me 54 years to realize that, stop worrying what other people think. And like I said, it's made me a whole different person. It's made me much more confident and stronger and successful because I believed in myself and I stopped worrying, you know. And people still come to me about the airhead name, you know, why you're not an airhead, you look normal, you know, why do you say that, you know? And some people just don't know my story either. And it's like, I'm that's who I am. I've adapted and I'm proud that I'm capable of doing things with this brain damage. I'm not going to be this woe me person, you know. Or one time I went to dinner with a group of friends, and I'll never forget this. They were doing some kind of testing. And so I had like a little tube in my nose that was just attached to my waist. And a couple of my friends said, I can't believe you came tonight. I wouldn't have come like that. And I said to them back then, I said, well, people in a wheelchair every day, you know, that's their life. They have to adapt. I said, I'm not going to stop my life because I have a medical test with a little thing in my nose, you know. And it's sad because some people feel their appearance or they have to look a certain way in order to be accepted, and they won't accept other people that don't fit in that mold.
Right. That's why so many people are, and forgive the metaphor here, so many people are blind to their own insecurities, and so they blame others.
Yes.
As completely. A blind person, I have seen that. I've dealt with that, and others have dealt with that too. So no matter what disability you have, people just don't know how to, people don't know how to act. People don't know how to.
Because they can't relate to it. Don't understand.
Exactly.
And that's where my family comes from, is they think I'm just woe me and crying. And yes, maybe I made mistakes because I wasn't confident enough and I wanted their support. And so maybe I made some mistakes along the way, but like I've had many other people tell me, but that's what's family for. Family should support.
They should judge.
So, but you know, and it's the same way with school. I know my daughter, when she was little, used to get nervous when it came time for a test. She could know every single thing on the test, but you set her down with that piece of paper and pen and she'd build up anxiety and work herself up. And like the teachers, no matter how much I tried to explain it back then, you know, it wasn't as popular. And the teachers were just like, oh no, she's not applying herself. She's not doing that. And they couldn't understand that. And I didn't know what anxiety was at the time, you know, and they couldn't understand that she was working herself up to be nervous, that if you asked her all those questions in person, she'd get an A+, but you make her do it in front of a test and she just would make herself so nervous. And it's, it's kind of the same situation, is where they just want you to fit into this mold and instead of accepting people for who they are.
Right. Life is not one size fits all.
Definitely not.
No, because if it was, then we'd all live in houses made of ticky-tacky and they'd all look just the same. I know I'm quoting a song there, but...
Yeah. But no, and it's true. We'd all be Stepford wives where everybody looked, I get it, you know, and it's like,
yeah.
No, be unique, be yourself. And that's what I'm trying to explain with the self-confidence guide that I do is do something for other people, give back to other people that, and show them you care, but be, there's nothing wrong with being yourself and don't let other people judge you and bring you down, because it will bring down your self-esteem and it'll make you such a insecure person because you've listened to these other people instead of being strong within yourself.
Right. I mean, honestly, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna be honest here, and I don't know how to tell you to go about it, but As a bit of encouragement, I could see you doing a TED talk or a TEDx talk on this.
I've had many people, and yes, that is on my bucket list.
Okay.
It's, you know, I just got the book. The book just recently came out, so
will
get there.
Do you have the book so you can show it, hold it up and show it on the video so that people can see it?
Sorry. Yes, I do.
No, you're fine. I just, you know what? It's your debut. It's your first book. We ought to show it off. That's what I'm here to do.
It is right here. It's called The True Airhead. And it is, like I said, it's got the self-confidence guide in it, as well as a chapter on affirmations, as well as my story. And it is, hopefully it'll make you just think and be inspired and be motivated. I really tried to make it, you know, my journey and what I went through, but how I turned it around and how I became confident and how, once I let these judgments go, I became a different person.
If you want to read the full story of survival, you need to download that book. Honestly, because it's a compelling story. And Tammy just basically pours her heart out, lays it out there for the world to see, to encourage, but yet to educate people in so many ways. And Tammy, I want to thank you for that. Well, that was a compelling story.
Thank you. And one thing I didn't mention at all, which is such a big part, but I think we've just gotten into such a good talk, is my whole motto too, is if I can do this with part of my brain missing, any of you can do this as well.
If Tammy and I can be successful, Tammy, a successful author, me a successful author and podcaster with disabilities, then those of you who have disabilities, those of you who don't have disabilities, you guys can be successful too. Go back to the Writing Warriors for Jesus Writing Conference. The link tree is going to be in the description. It's linktr.ee/WWJs, and watch my No Excuses presentation, because I talk about, Tammy, you talk about some of the things that I mentioned in my No Excuses presentation, because, and I talk about how, you know, I got my book published and how I, you know, have become a successful podcaster. And I gave some tips and tricks and, you know, of, you know, how beginning authors can get started. And anybody who's creative, anybody who thinks they're not worthy or tries to put up excuses, God has a plan for your life. And I'm telling you, you have no excuses.
Very true. Everyone has a story. And right. Sometimes you just have to dig. If that author, Willie Tubbs, had not confronted me the way he did, and just with a simple question, what do I have different? But I had a support system from this YEP community, the Young Entrepreneur Project, and had, once I had these people that believed in me, I became a different person. But any of you out there, to write a book is to leave a legacy, right? And it'll carry on. And today, it's not like 20 years ago where it was so hard you had to publish. Today, anybody can self-publish.
And not only that, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and not only that, you have a story to tell, and your story matters. This is what I always tell people. This is why I call my podcast Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, because books matter. You matter. Your story matters. Put it out there. Put it into the hands of readers, because you're teaching, you're through your story, through your message, you're teaching people that are coming up and going through the same things you've been going through, what you went through. You've been there. You're taking those people by the hand and you're leading them by telling your story. Your story is touching lives. Remember what I always say at the end of the podcast: when you touch one life, you touch thousands, which is so, so true. So go out there and tell your story. I'm going to take a quote from Robert Rose, who does a note in the Content Weekly Content Marketing Institute newsletter. It's your story. Tell it well.
So true. I completely, completely agree with you. And your life will change. Yes. If you have the nerve just to get up and tell your story. And so I completely agree. I mean, I am a public speaker now, and I never thought I was capable. When I first started sharing my story, I couldn't, like that time with Kevin Harrington, I couldn't even get the words out without crying. For if you go back and look, that, and anybody that can send me a message about the Young Entrepreneur Program, because that has honestly changed my life, but it's a free challenge. It's free when you start the challenge. And anyone that can goes back and looks at the videos from there, when I first started, I was just bawling because I was so overwhelmed. It was just like a life transformation. And it is so true. Just don't be afraid to tell your story, and please don't let other people judge you.
Right. Because in the Bible, it says, judge not lest you be judged. And if people judge you, then...
Or don't take the judgment personally is a better way to word it.
Right. Don't take it personally. When people judge you, they're judging themselves. They're insecure about themselves.
Right.
So don't take that personally. You know, pray about it and let God lead you, regardless of what others think.
Completely. And I'm not saying cut anyone out of your life, because I don't believe that at all. I'm saying hang around positive people.
Build your communities.
Grow and learn from others.
Right.
This is want to guide you. And just find people that motivate and believe in you, and vice versa. Start believing in people.
Right.
And
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry. I'm just saying this is why a community is such an important thing, because when you're in a community of like-minded people, you're going to get the support and encouragement you need, regardless of what others think. And I agree with Tammy, just pray for those people and forgive them for the way that they've done you wrong. Forgive them for their mistakes, but don't let their judgments
get to you.
You
don't need to cut them out of your life. You don't need to, just move on. Just find positive people and move on, because you never know, they may come back in later. So right. You don't need to unfriend them on Facebook or cut them out or anything like that. Just find other like-minded people that believe in you and support you.
Right. Step
and
away
just and move on.
Right. Move forward. Don't stay rooted to the past. Just move forward, like Tammy said.
And like you said with community, like I am next week, and like I said, Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank wrote the foreword to my book. I'm going so blessed with 120 entrepreneurs to Florida next week. It's part of Yep, and Kevin's going to be speaking. So I'm finally, but it's like, I am just so grateful to be able to interact with people that are positive and they support each other and believe in each other. And it is a mindset, and you can do, anybody out there, you can do what you want. You just have to believe in yourself and believe and make it happen. And I'm not saying it's not hard work. I can tell you right now, and putting together a podcast and writing books, I was a hermit. I lost friends because in January, when I started writing that book, I put my all into it. I had friends calling, "Are you sick? Is something wrong with you?" Because you have to work at it. It's not just going to be handed to you.
Nope.
It takes work.
Oh yeah.
In network marketing, but if you keep applying yourself, you are so capable of changing your life.
Right. Very true. And the verse that when I was doing the conference, our guiding verse, and I'm gonna tell you again, you look it up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. We're supposed to encourage each other, which, and that's according to what, God's word. I can read it, but it would take me a minute to find it. But anyway, so are you currently working on any other projects?
No, just the Young Entrepreneur Program. And like I said, I'm starting to get involved with Mikhail's Message, which is an organization about mold that helps families with mold. And
So
that's going to be a new venture that I'm just starting, but I believe so much in that foundation that I'm definitely going to get involved. Again, just another way to spread the word, because not enough people do know about molds. And another one, Bible verse, what you were saying that I truly believe in, it's Matthew, and I can't remember the number either, but it's what you're talking about as far as a group. It's when two or more pray together.
18:20, yeah.
There, and so, again, I truly believe in what you're saying, Ann, completely. That's about community, like we were speaking as well.
Right. So where can people find you online?
If they want my free self-confidence guide, it's at www.thetrueairhead.net. Or they can go to www.thetrueairhead.com. And then my book is available on both of those. And it's also available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble online, Target online, as well as I believe it's going to be in libraries. You might have to order it and wait a few days, but it should be available in libraries as well.
Okay. Are you on social media?
Yes, I am. And it's same thing, The True Airhead. And okay. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, everything, or also under Tammy Rivard. I'm on under both.
Okay, cool. So any last words before we close out?
I think the last word is, like I was saying before, if Anne can do this blind, if I can do this with part of my brain missing, any of you out there can write a book and leave a legacy. And I'm sure if you asked either one of us, if you get stuck and have some questions, we'd both be happy to guide you. And because we want to support people, I think I can tell Anne does too. And we just want to believe and support people in return, because we both feel so blessed.
And yes. So would you like to close us out in prayer?
Sure. Lord, thank you for bringing us together. I am so glad to have met Anne and to be a part of this podcast and to be able to share the word and to have the knowledge to be able to speak. Because like I said, with my spelling and grammar, I never imagined I could do this. And I'm just thankful for you bringing us together. And I pray that people listening to this get something out of it that they can resonate with, that they can carry forward as well. And if you have mold, please get it checked. And Lord, please guide us both in ways to help share the word, because we believe in you and your power, and we want to share to help others. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to share. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for being on the show. So everyone, we challenge you to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. And remember, you matter and your story matters. Thanks for joining us on Inspirational Journeys. When you get the book, I encourage you to go out there and write a review, an honest review, because reviews help authors, help readers find the books, and it also helps authors connect with other readers. Thank you so much for listening and for watching, and I hope you guys have a blessed day. Take care, and I'll see you next week. Hey authors, if you missed the Writing Warriors for Jesus Fall 2021 Writing Conference, you have the option to go back and watch each presentation at your leisure. The videos are banked on the Writing Warriors for Jesus Writing Conference YouTube channel. That's WWJ Writing Conference YouTube channel. And you can watch them as often as you like, and you can pause them to take notes. Visit our link tree, that's linktr.ee/WWJs, and click on the WWJ Writing Conference YouTube channel.
Hey everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey, guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnneWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnneWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.